This is Jim Taylor at W Armchair Radio in Aledo. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. Haven't, of course, been able to do our weekly segment since mid-March due to the COVID-19 pandemic and all things high school sports coming to a screeching halt. And I think as Brian, we head into the summer break, still a lot of question marks on what is going to happen with high school sports moving forward in Illinois, that's for sure.
Yeah, I tell you what, first and foremost, Jim, it's great to hear your voice again. It's been a little while since we did our last show, and I think we have lots of questions about summer activities, and then that kind of springboards into the fall. What's going to happen? Are we going to see football? Are we going to see volleyball in the fall sports? At this point in time, there's more questions than answers, and I think time is the only thing that'll, you know, kind of take care of some of those questions. But I don't really like the outlook. I know you and I were talking a little bit in prepping for this show. There's a lot of things that have to fall into place for us to have sports in the fall.
Yeah, and I guess what are the emotions that you hear? You know, we hear the announcement this week where Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds allowing high school sports to resume, and then you have the state associations in Iowa saying, all right, we're going to play softball and baseball with practices beginning June 1, games beginning June 15th. People mad up there, sad? I mean, what are the frustrated, I guess, what are the emotions you're hearing in all this?
Well, that's a good question. I know that some of the folks on the Iowa side of things are kind of cautiously optimistic. They're a little concerned about, you know, getting out and about, but I know both the girls and boys side of things have really set down a lot of rules and regulations and factors that have to be kind of covered. But yeah, I think the rest of the people around here are somewhat upset, you know, on the Illinois side that, hey, they didn't get a chance to do this, and now it's like, okay, if we open up right now, we just basically miss that window of opportunity, and that's something you'll never get back. But again, you know, kind of uncharted territory. No one really has a game plan as to what we're doing. It changes daily, and I guess it's just kind of a casualty of the circumstances.
Well, and I guess, you know, the similarities for us, you know, you have the Savannah Bridge going into Iowa. You have the Fulton Bridge going into Iowa. We here in, you know, western Illinois, we have the Muscatine Bridge that goes into Iowa. So that's the maddening, you know, process in all of this, where you're talking about minimal distance, right? You're separated by a river, but two different states with two different sets of rules, and one set of kids get to play and one set of kids don't. And I think especially for those towns in Iowa and Illinois that are separated by just a bridge, a span, you know, of a half mile or less, and that half mile separation is such a huge difference in terms of interscholastic athletics. You know, I think you got to be a little bit mad about that, don't you?
I think you do, and I think I'm not going to speak for you, Jim, but I think that Iowa kind of plays in that calendar that you kind of like and thought would be kind of nice, you know, for Illinois. And this year, boy, that worked out great that they're able to play their summer sports. You know, that's traditionally their calendar anyway, and you know, during the spring, we went through some of the worst times and had to go through the shelter-in-place mandate, but now you're opening things back up, and really, it's just at that point in time when Iowa usually hits the athletic fields for the spring sports.
All right, and I think the other thing, too, you know, and to the IHSA's credit, I mean, they're in a position where they have to wait and see what the state is going to do in this five-phase this phase-in plan that involves five phases, and then you take the regional approach of the different regions of the state. So, you know, you have all that equation to deal with. So, I mean, it's tough to keep track. And so the big question is, if some regions, Brian, of the state are ready, and I think, you know, our region will be ready. I think, you know, central Illinois, southern Illinois, I really think those regions probably could be ready to have in-school classes come August, which means they would be able to play. But if you look at the numbers and the situation in Cook County and the Collar counties, it just doesn't seem feasible that the kids are going to be able to return to class by August. The numbers just aren't showing that they're going to have an opportunity to be back in class. So the question begs is, if that happens, can the state move forward? By the state, I mean the IHSA, can they move forward and say, well, the rest of the state, they can play sports, but this area up near Chicago and the Collar counties, suburban Chicago, all that, they can't play. Now, this is my opinion. I think no way will the IHSA allow some parts of the state to play and some parts not. That's just my opinion. They could change on that. I don't know. But what do you think on that?
I tend to agree, and I think that's a very difficult situation and a very tough question, but I tend to agree that the uproar from the schools that weren't allowed due to their where they're at, their location to open up, they would just be very upset with the IHSA, and I don't think the IHSA would want to, you know, divide things up, even though that's kind of what we've been talking about on a non-sports level around here is, hey, we're not Chicago. You're not Chicago. Let us open up sooner than some of the other places, and don't group us in such a wide area when you're talking about regions.
And then I guess, too, the other thing that you look at, Brian, too, that when you look at these different activities in different sports, you can say, well, some of them probably could play. You know, with the social distancing requirements in place, you know, playing golf, running cross country, you know, a sport like baseball and softball where it's easier to keep social distancing stuff in place. But then you look at those contact sports and those sports that are played in confined environments, you know, volleyball, gym, stuff like that. So that, you know, that's the other thing you look at where you say, well, we could play these sports. You know, you could go out bass fishing. You could do that and keep the social distancing requirements in place. But some other sports, there's just no possible way to do it. So the other question is, well, can you let some sports play and just say, hey, in the 2020-2021 school year, these sports aren't going to be able to play? What about those type of considerations?
Yeah, that's another difficult choice, and I think, honestly, I would say if you can safely play some of those sports, do it. I know there's, you know, concerns about football, and there's concerns about volleyball and anything that's inside, but I think rather than to make everyone pay the price, I think you do play some of those other sports.
All right, and then the other thing I saw, there was some attention in the state of Ohio. And I haven't been able to see if, you know, what they've officially decided. And I know there's so many moving parts to all of this, but, you know, one of the options they were considering was, hey, let's flip the fall and spring sports. Let's do baseball and softball in the fall this coming school year, and let's push volleyball and football to the spring. And I know when I asked Craig Anderson that with the IHSA, he's like, hey, we're considering everything. If we're allowed to return to play and trying to figure out how this is all going to work, everything is on the table. So, I mean, that's another thing you look at. Wow, if you would see football played in the spring, you know, and then you could see baseball and softball played in the fall. I know the IESA does it. But then that begs the question, what happens the following school year?
So, right.
So do you go?
Quick turnaround.
Yeah, do you go spring football and then turn around fall football, or, you know, there are all these things that have to be considered. And I know, and I think I've said this to you before when I was talking to Craig Anderson earlier this spring. You know, I said, what wasn't it more enjoyable when we would have these dumb arguments about conference affiliation and you know, district scheduling? But now it's just all about finding a way to return to play. And I think the interesting thing too, Brian, is anything that's decided, you know, there's going to be pushback from people, because you're going to see a lot of situations, I think, when we do resume, that some of these situations aren't going to be normal. They're going to be something we're not accustomed to. And when you do stuff like that, you get a lot of criticism. But for me, the end all be all for me is I just want to see the kids back playing. That's all. You know, I don't care what it looks like. I just, you know, it's been so strange. And for me, I talk about it with a lot of people, is it seems like forever ago that we broadcast a game, and it's just been back in March, but it seems like, I mean, an eternity ago. And that's why, you know, for me is, and I think for a lot of people, maybe you're not going to take these opportunities for granted anymore. Because like I said, it's just been so weird. I don't know what it's going to be like when we start doing it again, because it's going to feel so strange, because it just feels like we haven't done it for such a long time.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely crazy. So,
all right, what else are you going to do this summer now? Just do a rain dance, pray, look for some mojo that we get some games played in August, hopefully, right?
That's exactly right, yep.
All right, he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.